The house where jazz legend John Coltrane lived in Philadelphia's Strawberry Mansion neighborhood is finally on track for being restored into a museum and cultural center. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports plans for the house have been stalled for years.
At an event in Strawberry Mansion marking the start of restoration work on the John Coltrane house, the director of the neighborhood CDC, Tanetta Graham, says this is a long time coming.
Hardly weeks go by when I don't hear, "What's going on with the John Coltrane house?"
The jazz legend lived in the Strawberry Mansion house in the 1950s. It's now in a state of advanced disrepair. Efforts to stabilize it and make it a cultural attraction have been stymied over tangled ownership. Kathleen Hennessy, the vice president of the historic John and Alice Coltrane House in New York, says ownership has now been settled in court. Money is coming from the National Trust for Historic Preservation, and the community is supporting it.
You have a neighborhood and a city that love jazz history, love the Coltrane legacy, but couldn't get all the parts in quite the right arrangement. And today is a wonderful new beginning. We are aligned now with the National Historic Trust.
Next September will be the 100th anniversary of John Coltrane's birth, but Hennessy does not see restoration work being finished by then. She's shooting for 2027. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.